How much your parashas told us?
Eile told us Yitzchok ben Avrom. Avrom hoyli des Yitzchok. The pasuk really needs pshat. Eile told us Yitzchok ben Avrom. These are the kids, the history story of Yitzchok, son of Avram. Avram, Moilid is Yitzchok. But then, if Reuven is the son of Shimon, so Shimon was Moilid Reuven. So what's about it? Avram, Moilid is Yitzchok. Avram, he told us Yitzchok ben Avram. You know what? Avram, Moilid is Yitzchok. Shalom Aleichem. So Rashi comes and Rashi answers the Kasha. Shat Rashi says, Chazal Dik, Eidel told us Yitzchok ben Avram, how Avram managed to be Moilid Yitzchok, because Hashem added a hey to his name. Before he was called Avram. Eidel told us Yitzchok ben Avram, Avram, Moilid is Yitzchok. It's a pshat. Dovo Racher, so Rashi knows a pshat. Al Yedei Shekosav, Yitzchok ben Avram, huska kloimar Avram, holy des Yitzchok. Shehoyu letzone ador imri, meavi melech nisabro soro. Kama shonim shoaso im Avram, veloi nisabro imenu. Ma osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tzar klasterponim shel Yitzchok doime leAvram, idu akol Avram, holy des Yitzchok. The letzonim tainet, Avram and Sarah are married 100 years, there's no kids. She's kidnapped by Avimelech, and a year later she has a baby. The answer is clear. Avimelech nisab roso. So Hashem had to make a nes. Yitzchok looked identically, mamish like Avram. Said, so can't be that, it's from Yitzchok. This is the Rashi. So first, the famous question is, this happened when Avram so had a baby. The whole town was talking for 100 years she didn't have. She was kidnapped for a couple of hours and she has a kid. Why are we waiting? The Yitzchok ben Arboim Shona to Parshas told us after Sarah dies, after the whole story, to tell us that Avram, only the Yitzchok, that Hashem made us a heker, that he's a son. So the Welt says that the Litzonis would never take place right away. When the Litzonis took place, Yitzchok is married, he's 60 years old, and he has twins. One is a Rosha and one is a Tzadik. And everyone is talking, Yitzchok a Tzadik, such a son of the Derech? They tell him, Avram had Ishmael, Avram had Ishmael. From who? From Hagar. But Avram, Yitzchok, the son of Avram. The son of Avram, the mother is Rivka. How could be such a story? The Torah says Yitzchok is not the son of Avram, Yitzchok is the son of Avimelech. They didn't chap, he's not his real son. Versteht man, wir sind ja die Kinder, da kommt der Reus, er ist so. Von meinem Mann, da kommt der Reus, er ist so. Hashem came and said, nein, Avram, oi li des Yitzchok. Avram, oi li des Yitzchok. Avram, oi li des Yitzchok. So we know. You see Lady Yitzchok, Yaakov, that is called Kule Tov, everything comes out good. So the Mele, the Letzone Ador, the Letzone is chapt class place only in Parshas Toldos. Before Parshas Toldos, Avram, Avimelech, Mapito. So we're not learning. We have proofs. Yekum Naroi Sa'es. The Besalevi said, why you call him Letzone Ador? Reshoim, Chatzufim. So the Besalevi, Be'etzem, the Letzones didn't make sense. Listen to the question, it's one of the famous questions. Avram had kids. He had Ishmael. Avram had kids later, Bnei Ketura. Avram has a whole family. The one that is stuck is Sarah. So, what are you answering me? It happened for Avimelech. But the question is, Sarah never had a kid till Hashem told her to have a kid. Avram anyway. anyway is a Moilit. If Sarah could have kids, she would have it from Avram. Avram before and after has kids. The one that is stuck is Sarah. So what is the answer to Litzoni Mavi Melech Nisabo Sarah? She was 90, she already looked like an old man, lady, she didn't have no things that she couldn't have kids. So what does the Litzonim help Mavi Melech Nisabo Sarah? So the Yeshivish Veld answers, of Litzon is Swagmish Kankashis. The guy makes a rumor, it doesn't make sense. It's up and everyone talks about it. You don't ask questions. But the Misalevi says, the Litzonim said, Avada is a miracle. They came and said, Meshuna de Kazakh. They said, Sarah doesn't make sense to have a baby. Now, you know, in life, in hospitals, every time you have that, wow, you know, six kids, skin and two heads, a cow with 5 feet, you know, things happen. It's wonders, and the world is wonders. I think it's 12 big wonders. It's wonders in the world. They claim the miracle is not proving that Avram is the one that is serving Hashem. The miracle happened to Sarah with Avimelech. In the guest Avey, Hashem decided to make a mess. Things happen. This is what they were arguing. Salevi explains in Chanukah, he says, we make the nest on the Pach Hashem. Hashem was speaking about B'nai Leib in the Chanukah time. Why we don't make the nest and the Nitzochon? We want the Yevonim. This is the biggest nest. The Yevonim wanted to kill us and we want the war. Rabbi Miad Ma'adim, Tumim Biad Doirim, Shem Biad Tzadikim. The oil, same. So chumre, Beis Hamikdash, kosher oil, super badat, same. So the Misalevi and the Nitzochim, look in the world today, you see countries, you see groups of terrorists win countries. There's no proportion how people win and lose. About it, everything is from Hashem. But it's not proving the right of Yid. The Ness of Shemen is a clawness. That is proving Rotzon Hashem. So when people saw that Avram had a Ness, the Litzon HaAdol just wanted to say, Avada had some Ness. Aber nicht von Avram. So I had a Ness. Punk, bezman ha'aveire. Sitreach. There's not a reason to follow Avram. This was the Milchom of the Litzon HaAdol. This is the reason it's called Litzon HaAdol. They didn't come and say, Shtusim. They didn't say Rishus, it's not a miracle. Avada, it's a miracle. But they wanted to switch. Our emunah is to believe everything is from Beir HaElam. Everything is from Beir HaElam. I was sitting yesterday in the Shiva house. The person came to Menachem. In these kind of events, if we could call them, there's three groups of Menachem. It's all the Gedolim that come, Rabbanim, ministers, etc., Havdil, and his friends. And then the Metzia says all the people that were hurt by terrorist attack come to support. And you meet Yisraimim and Almonis, and everyone starts to cry together. It's Mamish, it's Mishun de Kazakh. They do it also to Mechazik and Lechazik velehischazik. And something you find yourself, Menachem, 20 people at the same time. So one of the people that came to Menachem, one of the Avelim house, it's very hard there, and he said that his sister, of his type, he spoke about the Gdoshim, the Tahirim. So he said, when Moshe Tversky, one that was turned to his Moshe, this is what his wife said. For the last 15 years, was missiles to, you know, a year ago from Gaza, a couple years ago again. But 22 years ago, was missiles from Iraq. And Saddam Hussein was alive yet. Gulf War number one. This was President Father Bush was fighting with Saddam Hussein, and he was sending missiles to Eretz Yisrael. I was doing a Ponovich then, and it was a big then. It was real missiles, not these little missiles that they send here. It was real missiles. Every missile, two buildings would disappear. and they were sure that there's chemical inside. Ma'aseh Hashem made a nes mamish, no one was killed. Come on. But he asked his Rebbe, Rebbe Elie Weintraub, if to run out, it was a big question, what to do when it was a missile. It's not like these missiles that you go into a protected room. This missile, if it hit the house, it hit the house. No one was left. It was big. The missile was bigger from the size of a plane. They called them scads. So the shaila was, if to run out the house, the danger of running out of the house, if it blows up in an open place, all of the radius of like almost a half a mile got little pieces, was dangerous. But it was a chance to live. If you're inside out, big shaila what to do. Shavalta said, Kumase. So he asked his Rebbe, Rebbe Elie Weintraub. Rebbe Elie Weintraub told him, Himanifshach. If you don't have to die, so you will not die. That matzah was known of Kimine Legabi Ishtadlis, because no one knew what was the right Ishtadlis. He told him, if you don't have to die, you will not die. And if you have to die, so if you run out, what will happen? You will get to die from a heart attack. You have the Echatim to die in Kiddush Hashem. He is so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to give up on it? So every year, for the last 22 years, he tells his wife, if I have to die young, I'm davening not to be sick, just to die in Kiddush Hashem. For 22 years, they discuss, every week at least, if I have to die young, in Kiddush Hashem, please, in Kiddush Hashem, straight to Gan Eden, under Kadosh Shechina. My dream is, if I have to die young, in Kiddush Hashem. If to die, in Kiddush Hashem. But this person was saying that his sister was killed from the bus. Number two was here in Kikazak, near Yeshiva, was a blowing of a bus years ago. And there's a sister, 18 years old, she was lifter. She, every Motzei Shabbos, she went to the Kaisel with her friend and would come back in the bus. And that Motzei Shabbos, the bus was jammed back. She managed to sneak from the back, and the guy closed the door, and her friend was banging. And she begged to open for her friend. Friend was crying, she was crying, she went to the driver, she was arguing, and he was nasty, and he was arguing with her, I'm not opening. Nothing helped. Nothing helped. And then the bus came here, it blew up, and she died. Her friend has a family of 7 kids already. But she taught them, bad driver, her friend Nebach, she's the lucky, she went into the bus. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mesada, the one that has to happen, has to. The one that doesn't have to. We have to believe that everything is Bein Ra'olam. There's no mikre. People think it's a mikre. It's a mikre. See the story of Kalman Levin, the first one that was killed. He dives in a different shul. He decided to come to ask a shayla, the Rav of the shul. So he waited near the door downstairs. The Rav, when it comes to the 7 o'clock minyan, goes up from the upstairs door. Doesn't come from the bottom side. But he didn't know, so he decided to wait there. It's the first person that they met. They killed him right away. Never, like, I dived in that shul. He doesn't dive in that shul. Never he dives in that shul. But if he has to die, so he will have a shayla. He will decide to go with his talis and tefillin. He will take off his talis and tefillin. He will have the extra minute. He will not be there. He will take his talis and tefillin. He will stay with the talis and tefillin. Because Hashem wanted to kill everyone there with talis and tefillin. That will have the chizik of tefillin. So he took his talis and tefillin. Came to stand there with his talis and tefillin. That no reason to do in the world, bichlal. It's a 5 minutes walk shul. Stand in that place where they will walk in. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The person has to learn, Hanogas is Beir Oilo. The Letzone Ador say, Mikre. Mikre. We know it's no Mikre. Nothing happens in a mistake. I know a person, older man, very close to me in the shul. I mean, it's hard for him to walk, but he doesn't want to miss the minion, that early minion. So he has a taxi driver that takes him every day. I heard a story from him, and boom, one of the taxis that I took was that day was a taxi driver from that guy. I know them well enough, the taxi drivers a little bit. So I don't drive, what I could do. But he didn't come. He got busy in something, he didn't pick up the old man. He got called 7:15 from his company that they're going to fire him. This old man, for 20 years, goes every day with a shul. With a, you leave a guy standing in the street waiting and missing his shul. Disgusting. The company said they hooked him off. You know, for the day, he's not getting calls. After 10 minutes, the taxi driver gets a call from the old man. Thank you for not taking me today to the minyan. I will not be here today. The guy says, I don't know why I decided not to pick you up today. I just didn't pick you up. It was wrong. They wanted to throw out the company. You know, leaving an old man waiting in the street. The guy's like, have candy. You know, candy. And walked with, like, you know, that wheelchair. You know, yeah. The guy, I heard a story from the man and from the taxi driver. He said, you don't understand, I almost lost my job today. I had the best driver in the company. Like, I have the story. So sometimes we don't know the answer why the guy didn't stop here. Sometimes we're not zoicha to see the cheshbein shamayim. Well, I'm saying, chutz from the ganze zach. The litzonei ador. This is the Bisalevi from our week's parashas Moshechet, because the story happened this week. Bisalevi says, the litzonei ador come and say, Me'avi melech nisabro soro. And that is a miracle. It happened to me. They decided to choose Arnav, because that was a story in Arnav, so they decided to choose Arnav. This is litzonei ador, oimrim ke. It's a mikre. But it's not a mikre. They work there. They this. They that. This is the litzon ador. We say Avraham only the soul. Ribayne sheloi lomach. And litzon ador say happens. Statistic, it happened. They had to choose a shul. Boom, these people didn't come in. And boom, these people came in. I remember I was thinking yesterday when they were building the shul 20 years ago. So I was helping them, you know, to get some funds to run the shul. And the government, the fire engine, stopped to give the insurance. Because in the bottom shul, they claimed that the door to run away. Emergency door. See, this is called the emergency door. One of the rules of the emergency door, that the lock is like this. That when you push, it opens. You don't have to take down a handle. To know a little bit the idea of Sa'ilam, yeah? Emergency door doesn't have a handle. A handle can get stuck. This, when you run, it opens. And they didn't have a big size door or small door. Security doors. They didn't give insurance and they forced us, and it made the shul to be open 2 months late, to redug the wall, to cut the cement, to make a real security door. I met 6 people that in the first shoot managed to run out of that door. They were sitting in the front and they disappeared out. And I then was so upset 2 months, and because a guy wanted to give money, he decided not to give the money because the door is not open, the shul is not open, you promised opening, and you know, I never opened, you know, these people. And I would not remember that story today. How much yesterday I remember that story? Went to Leviathan, someone came over to me, told me. Moshe Lelfot is a Rebbe in base. Told me, I was standing near the door, the first shoot, all of us went out from that door. Yes, I remember, you know, the fights on that door? I'm not saying about that Hashem saved them. I was the one to open the shul, not to do the door. I was pushing the shul, saying, security door, hell, I ain't rules like that. Bed, stone, it's not, you know, no fire, what could be, it's big windows. Chas v'shalom will not be. I would be, come to the Shemayim, they'll tell me, you know, because of you, 6 people were killed. I'm saying now how 6 people I saved. I'm saying no one listened to me. I was full angry with everyone. It was extrusim. I tried to remember, no one even remembers the story. In the building. But Mr. Levy says, this is the koyach of litzonei ador. If a person has to live emuna, so the litzonim, also when they see miracles, even now when they hear the story, they say, yeah, Baruch Hashem, some people didn't come that day. No. I could see on some people. Yeah, the taxi driver, maybe that gets a story. The guy that woke up late? No. Rezek's son-in-law, the davens the early morning and woke up late that day, he can't say that his son-in-law woke up late, yeah? So I'm saying it's not even a story, right? It's a miracle. 10 minutes late. Yeah? I'm just explaining how the Bisalevi says, the koyach of the Litzonei Ador, when it's for sure a miracle, the Litzonim come and say, Me'avi melech nis'abro soro. It's a nes, it's a miracle. It happens in the world. You know what? It happened from Avi Melech. And our avoda is, when we see Ashkoche, to believe it's Boir Oilo. The second pasuk, Vayitzchok ben Arboim Shono, Bekachto Yisrifko, Bas Besu Elo Arami, Mipadan Arom, Achois Lovon Arami, Lo Elisha. I hear a beautiful vault here. The Rav of the old city of Nevinson. The pasuk says, "Vayi Yitzchok ben Arboim Shono bekachtoi esrifko bas besuel ho'arami achois lovon ho'arami loy leisha." So he said the following vote, and it, with the timing is beautiful. We know Chazal that when Eliezer Eved Avram came and he wanted to Rivka to marry Yitzchok, the psul decided to kill him. The guy has a lot of money, they will kill him and they will take the money, they will pack the money. So they put poison in his food, in his soup, they said in the cheder, yeah? And Eliezer said, Lo yoichal ki masher dibarti. In the meantime, the Malach came, switched the plates, and psul ate it and he died during the meal. And then we see it in the psukim that when Rivka leaves, the only one that greater, the Wayam say goodbye to her, it's Lovan and his mother, her mother and her brother. Rashi brings down, Psul died. So he said like this, B'shas the Kiddushin, Chazal say that it's meeting with the Kiddushin. B'shas the Kiddushin, she was the daughter of Psul. Right? She was Ktano, Ovio Mekabel B'Kiddushin. The Kiddushin was to the Bas of Psul. But when he took her, that was called the Nesuim, she was only the sister of Lavan, was not her father. It's Ktano Yisiyu Avi Avi Ima, like Gemara Shein. Read the pasuk. Vayitzchok ben Arboim Shono bekachtoi esriv kobas besuel. Ha'arami. Achois Lavan loy leisho. As a esnachto. You don't read it together. Bekachtoi esriv kobas besuel ha'arami mipadan aron. Asnachto, achislovan arami leileish. This is the asnachto. And then what is the asnachto? It's the middle of the sense. He took Rivka, the daughter of Psul, the sister of Lovan, to her wife. Leileisha goes on the whole pasuk. What is the asnachto? Comes here in the middle. It tells us this is the asnachto. Vayitzchok ben Arboim Shono bekachto es Rivka bas Psul arami b'dan aron. Achislovan arami leileish. ויסר יצחק להשם לנכח אישתי כי הקורו היא ויעוסר לו השם ותהר רבקו אישתי. יצחק is now and he doesn't have kids. I want to tell you something that me, every time when I read this pasuk, there's a lot of chizuk. Hashem promised Avram Avinu ki ביצחק יקורא לכל זרע. Why יצחק is davening? Hashem promised that we have kids. Why are you davening? Yitzchok Chazal say he davened in this corner and this corner. Vayeser loy zogt Rashi tefilas tzadik ben tzadik yisro ben tzadik ben roshov. The ganze meises. Hashem promised him. Hashem promised him, but he has to daven. And if he doesn't daven, it will not happen. Some guys think, if I'm going to be the God Lador, I'll be anyways. And if I'm not going to be the God Lador, I'll be anyways. So why to daven? If I will chab, I will become I will chab. And if not, I will not chab. So why the daven? And Hashem says to Yitzchok, I'm promising you kids, go back. Go back. Hashem promised Avram. Yitzchok says, Avram knows, can be Yitzchok, can call Chazer. Avram told Yitzchok, I'm giving you all the brachas. Hashem told me to send away Ishmael, and you're the only one. Not a brach from the stipler. Not a brach from the Gerev. A brach from Avram Avinu, from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hashem promised him a kid. The guy goes to Rebbe, he's promised kids, so he's happy, right? He's done. And Yitzchok is And we have to do it to ourselves. Who knows how much good is waiting for us behind the door? Who knows how much good is waiting here? Who knows? Oh, but you didn't beg. Nisratze, nispatze, nispayes, nispateloi. Nispate means, you know, you convince someone something that he doesn't want, but what is the pshat, nispateloi? You know, Yitzchak begged so much. Hashem, kivyochot. So I heard a givaldik vote from Zaman, from the head of the Vada Yeshivas. His name? I'm sorry, from Rabbi Sibchaim Zonenfeld. Ramesh Tenenbaum said from Rabbi Sibchaim Zonenfeld. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu died 5 years earlier. Why? Because Esau went out of the Tal Busra when he was 13, and Avraham would not have Tzar Gidel Banim, so he died 5 years earlier. Right? So if Hashem would not accept Yitzchok's davening for another 5 years, how much Avraham would live? Another 5 years. So by accepting Yitzchok's davening, we killed Avraham. I'm not saying because they're not the davening. So like, no. Say it. You kill your father. Say it. So Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld said, "Vayeser loy Hashem gematria chomeshonim." How it works, numbers I don't count. I rely on Mr. Chaim Zonenfeld. How much to go on this Chachom? Vayeser lo Yashem gematria chomishonim. Does it stim?
Hashem.
What?
Hashem is hey.
No, Hashem is hey shimem. Hashem is hey, hey is hey. Hey is Hashem. Hey. Hashem is Hashem. You know, a little bit to know about the master is much. I don't write the hay because I don't want to revise it. Chaim Kanes told me if I write the hay, I have to put it in the gnizi. But I don't want to revise Hashem Hashem because it's something that is meramis to Hashem Hashem. Some people say that the word Hashem is easier to draw from the word hay. Hay is you give off the also. V'yeesar loy Hashem hey shimem begematri echom eshonim. Now it works out. Yeah. The pasuk is mamshich v'yisroitzu tzu aboni bekirbo v'toymer imkein lomo ze onoichi v'teylech libro yisus Hashem. So Chazal say when she went near the bis medrash, Yaakov wanted to come out. When she went near the bis, Esav wanted to come out. Okay, lama ze anoichi. The Mefarshim asks, what was exactly her taina? The Salevi says that, this is what the Biskarov said, if she had a kid that would just go out in the Bismetra, she'd be very happy. If he'd be off the derech, she would also be happy. Bez Hashem, he'll be okay. When someone is a mix, there's never a way to change it. Also be smellish and also based on the desire of these people, there's no chance. That is worse. She didn't care. Afrum, Afrai, but in between, then she said, "Imkein lo mozah anoich." And Hashem answered, "There's two." She said, "Two is b'seder gamur. Two, one bad, one good. Two is good. Pasha, the pshat, chad she has one good, yeah?" I said, "No, two she doesn't care. I'm b'seder." But the same one, shatnas, these kids never do tshuva. They think they're okay. He goes to shul and then he does other things. So Levi says, why Yaakov wanted to come out? So Mr. Levi says, but the chavrusa zevi Esav, what's the kash? The kash is he was sitting with the malach. The malach is when I'm the kol atir kulo. Why he wants to come out? So the bell says to Mr. Levi, but the chavrusa like Esav is not kedai to sit even by a smelish from a malach. But the bell says that the real Rotzen Hashem is to learn Torah on your own. And the Maggid came to the Goyen, he was masking to Megala him, called Asoides, and the Goyen told him, Chvil Aleim, Chvil Aleim. person wants, it has to be Oibed Hashem on his own. Mele, Vateinu Emke, Loma Zeh Anoichi. I saw it's brought down from the Chassidish Sforim that the Iketaina was, when Avram had Ishmael, he didn't say, Loma Zeh Anoichi. She felt that Hashem gave her the kids because she davened. She said, if davening brings such a bad, Gemara says, on Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that he didn't want to get married because he saw that will come out from him. And the Navi told him, you have to bring kids, it's Hashem's job, if the kids are good or bad. You can't say, I'm not bringing kids to the world because they will be bad. But she said, Hashem didn't want to bring the kids. I davened. Okay, lama zeh anochi. And Hashem answered her, it's not one bad and one good. Esav is the one that is metaken klal Yisrael to do good. Then the pasuk says, "Vayozid Yaakov nezid vayovay Esav min asod devuoyev vayomer Esav el Yaakov al itenino min ha'odom ha'odom hazeh." כי אויף אנויך אלכן גרוש מיידן ואים המחרוב כחיימס בחרוסחו ואים אנו לבוס ולא מודי ואים היעקב ישב עלי וישב עלי ויעקב נוסן לאיסב לחם ונזיד הדושים וייחל וייש ויוקם ויילך ואיזה ואיזה וסבחו ירון. So the first answer is Yaakov was doing nazid. Rashi said, what is nazid? He was doing with Avram Avinu Dai and was Meichal Shoysim Laaveilim. Everyone's shot. Why? Under the table, not be busy. Yaakov, the tzaddik is not busy cooking. Tzaddik doesn't cook. He's busy cooking. Vayistoyis is l'shem shomayim. Vayistoyis is doing it for the avelis. So Esav wants the nazid. Yaakov nosan l'Esav lechem v'nazid adashim. Why lechem? You only ask nazid. Some say, you know, you come to the restaurant. You order the first, they put some bread. Is that, this comes for free. Yeah, order, order, you get bread. Yeah, but the pasuk has to tell us that Yaakov gave him lechem. So in Besalevi is a aloch in Shulchan Aruch. There's something that's called bulmus. A person that's very hungry has to eat everything. He has to eat. He has to eat. Some people think that they have a bulmus, but it's a musig of bulmus. And the Gemara says, if you get a bulmus and you tell someone, please give me food. The guy sees you in the bulmus, he says $1,000,000. He says, okay, just give me to eat. When you finish to eat, you don't have to pay him. Because you're oinus. You have to pay him for what you ate, but you don't have to, the tznai is not chal. Chazal say that Esav had a bulmus. When he came back, min asodev ani oyef oylech lomus, he had a bulmus. So Yaakov was scared when he will finish to eat, he will claim that he doesn't have to give the Bechayro because he sold it because he had a bulmus. So Yaakov gave him first to eat bread. Now he's full. Now take the nazid. So man, the pasuk is madgish. Shelo yovoy v'doyres acherim, the einik lachon Esav, and will say, with the mechir is not chal. Our grandfather was in bulmus, so if I was in a bulmus, his tznai is not a tznai. So the Tosik is writing as we will know. Yaakov nasa le'isav lechem v'nazid adoshim v'yechal v'yesht. V'yizra, then we're going to host the Vavim Melech, I'm skipping a little bit, v'yizra yitzchok ba'aretz ha'i, v'yimtso b'ashon ha'i me'er she'orim v'yivarchei yu Hashem. Yitzchok planted, and it was 100 times more, and Yitzchok became rich. Before she bring down, Vayizra yad Yitzchok ba'aretz ha'i, Vayimtso b'shon ha'i me'er she'orim. What is Vayimtso? Vayizra b'shon ha'i, Vayigdal ha'i me'er she'orim. He planted, and it came out me'er she'orim. It came out 100 times. It came out 100 times. You plant and it grows. You plant and you find. You know, you find money on the floor. you don't find wheat. It grows. You say, I planted, and it double grow, triple grow, 100 times. The Torah says, Yitzchok nu parnosas boyere oilom. A lot of people, they open a company, and pitam it becomes a huge company. It's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The guy thinks, I'm so smart. I'm so smart. No. You did a shtalis, and Hashem sent you a present. Say thank you. Yitzchok became rich. He could have said, Mamish, a good time. I mamish chab the day to plant. What happened? It just grew. And the Chatabi, you can say that some seeds fell. It happens. Yitzchok knew. Vayimtso b'shanu. I found food. I found. I planted and I found. He was misyaches to what he got. No sheiches to his ishtadlis. No sheiches to his ishtadlis. Then we go to the story of Esav and Yaakov and Yitzchok selling the b'chayro. Vayik yizok and Yitzchok v'techen ha'ina mirois v'hikro es Esav me'agodol זוקנתי לא ידעתי אתו עשה לי כלכו תשתכו וצודו לי צייד ועשה לי מתיו כאשר אוהבתי ואביה לי ואיכל בעבור תבורך אחו נפשי בטרם תומס. I heard once from the Kalev Rebbe, the Bocher, Rabbeinu Bechai, why this whole story? You want to give a bracha to Esav, Esav come. And everything will be, Yaakov will never steal the bracha. Esav, please make me food. Go to the Sode, Tzayin, the house was full, Yitzchak is rich, and his food all over the place. Get not Amazon, maybe an animal that is caught is more fresh, you know, like you take from the water, like, you know, more gishmak, say that, can say. Get me this gishmak is off, you know, and I'll give you a bracha. You want the bench retati? Here I am. Give me a bracha. Come to your father, give me a bracha. You know, little Shabbos, we bench the kids, I think, before the food, right? What? Be full, and look at some other. I'm saying the kids will fall asleep till then. Get that. About Zog de Kal de Rabbeinu Bechaye. I wonder if it's a secret for life. He says, when a person wants a brocha to be chal, he needs to be mechuyev akoras hatoiv to the person. Zadim if choyev asakoras hatoiv, when you mechuyev akoras hatoiv, at that moment it catches. It catches. The akoras hatoiv catches. He told Esav, give me something, I will owe you, and the time that I owe you, then the brocha is chal. Kalev Rebbe told me that this is the mokyo by the chassidim, that you give pity to the Rebbe when you want the brocha. It's not a fee. The Rebbe is meshubet to the person that gave him the pity, the way the brocha is chal. Megetnish, it doesn't chal. The famous story, the guy gave the Rebbe fake money. Then he got a whole message from there that he made the money. And then they found out that the message was also fake. He gave fake money, so the brocha was chal and a fake brocha. One of the famous chassidim says, I'm not going now to the details. But the Kalev Rebbe told me that it's not stopping in people to have money, that the Rebbe says money going around. It's a chetim to support the moistness. It's also chashuv zach. It says no shaykhs. He says, the Yesod of Pidyon, what was called Pidyon, so some people say the Yesod of Pidyon was like Kilo Kapore. Pidyon, the money, let's talk, eh? Now you're Mechuper, I'll give you a bracha. But he said, the Kalev Rebbe told me, the first time I met him, I was a bracha. I want to see him once. He told me, Vaseli Matamim, the Baruch on Amshir, when Bechaya says, if you give, you Meshubet. The Sachmor, you want a bracha from someone, make him a favor. That's another money. Want the bracha from Adam Gottel, try to be in his house, give him a cup of drink, help him with his coat. Do it as a meiser, and then chab the bracha. Then chab the bracha. He's mechuyev to you, he's meshubet to you. Rivka shemaz b'daber Yitzchok g'leiso, Rivka m'yagub b'leim ha'ine shamadi yisavicho m'daber g'leiso v'ochicho, hobel yitzayik v'aseh li matavi. ואתו בני שמע בכל אלה אשר נריכי מצבו אוסחו לכנו אל הצוין ואימא יעקב אולי יום השני אובי ואיסי בין גבעתי מרולה אולי כללוסחו בני the Targum says, I heard in Ruach HaKodesh that nothing will happen to you. Says an Unkelus. The Goel says, Olai Klilos Chobni, Olai Rosh HaTeves, Esav, Lavan, Yosef. She told him, Ruach HaKodesh, you will have three troubles. From Esav, from Lavan, and from Yosef, not from Yitzchak. Yitzchak will not, your father will not curse you. And the Goel says, that when Binyamin didn't come back, Yaakov says, Olai hoyu kulono. Olai, Esav, Lavan, Yosef. I mean, it was Mikhaim the Olai. My mama said it can't be that Binyamin is missing. This is what he told her. Olai hoyu kulono, Zog the Goyen. He told, my mama said, Olai klilos chobni. Esav, Lavan, Yaakov. And Esav, Lavan, Yosef. How Binyamin is missing. And then she makes him the clothes, and he goes in. Vayoymer. Yitzchok shonai v'amesho b'ni zeh Esav v'yovei elohi v'yomer hineini v'yomer Yaakov elohi anochi Esav b'chorecho kumno v'higash v'yomer hakol kol Yaakov v'yadayim yedei Esav. It's so scary, Chazal say, bizman shehakol kol Yaakov ein hayadayim yedei Esav. This week yadayim shel Esav stopped the middle of kol kol Yaakov. It's a terrible zach. Chazal say, "Kol kol Yankev v'yadayim yedei Esav." Bizman shekol Yankev with the midrashes and yedei Esav. I want to explain a lot of bochim that are asking. In the Holocaust, we also they killed people with tefillin. It's a big difference. Holocaust was man sakone to klal Yisrael. The yin were becheska sakone all over the world. Bizman sakone is a different matzah. But when a shul is mishalich kerogil, and you could stop it, to stop the kolyankim, the ayodayim in the Esav, ולא הכירו כי יולב כדי איסוף, ויאמר בני זה איסוף, ויאמר אינני, ויאמר גישה לי, ויגישה לי. ויש וירח עשרי רב גודוב, ויבוכי ויאמר ריח בני כריח הסוד היה של בירכו ישר. Tell me what's a gewaldi gewalt. Why Hashem was mesoivev? Stam. Yaakov gets the brocha when he's dressed up like Esau. Think about it. The brocha is chal on Yaakov, nish mitalis v'tfilin. Stam Esau was eich mitalis v'tfilin, yeah? But with Esau dike hands. So here one's from Lavi, see, Lavi. Oh, the bocher lost his eyes. Told me what's a gewaldi gewalt. He said, Hashem knew that for years later will be Matzovim and Klal Yisrael, that the outside of them will be like Esav. Inside there will be it. He wanted that the brocha will be Chal on Klal Yisrael, even in such a matzah. If the brocha will be Chal on Yankev when he's a Yankev, but what will be in the days that we don't look like a Yankev? What was I then? Hashem wanted that the brocha will be Chal on us even when we look like Esav. We talk like Esav, we look like Esav, but inside, noch mechun ha'id. So Hashem was mesoivev that the brochas came to Klal Yisrael when they dressed up like Esav. Vahi kasher kilo Yitzchok levorach es Yaakov, vach yotzo meis bnei Yitzchok, v'Esav gam hu bo mitzeidoi, v'yaz gam hu matamim, ויהי מלא אובי ויוקום אובי ויוכל מצייד בנוי ויחד יצחק הרון הגדוי לו עד מאוי כי שמו יאיסו וסדיברי אובי ויצק צעוקו גדוי לו מאוי ויהי מלא אובי בורחייני גם אוני אובי ויהי מלא בורחיך במירמו ויגח ברחוסך I'm sorry ויהי מלא יהי קורד המסוף ברכייני, יצאת לי ברוכו. והיה ניצחוק, הן גביר שמתי לכו. אז כל אוכל נוסעתי לו לעבוד עם דוגן וסור ישמחתי. ולכו, איפה מהעשה בני? והיה עם הרוסר ולובי, והברוכה אחסי לכו, וברכייני גם עוני. והיה ניצחוק, והיה עם המשמני האורץ. So when you read this parasha, it's a very interesting master umat. I want to say a beautiful word that I heard from my shver of Avrom Gurwitz. Esav comes in, his father says, what I could do, someone came. I read the post. Vayaz gamu matami, vayomar, oh, yokum ovi, vayoychal mitzay devaro, vayomar miyat obni, and yeisa, vayichal vayomar, terem bo, vayikach brichoscho, vavachenu, gam baruchi, kishma yeisa, vayomar lovi, bocheni gamoni, give me also a broche. He says, I'm sorry, your brother came and took it. Thank you very much, you called him some yankiv. Give me a bracha. He says, I gave him tal tirosh. I gave him what I could give you. He says, a bracha aras, you only have one bracha. Give me a bracha. Mishamne aras yom eshevecha. What was the masa umatan? Five psukim, Esav begs, and then he gives. If you plan to give him, give him. And you promised him. It's like that. It's another shayla. Why the brachas were going to Esav and not to Yaakov? So he's going to feed the Rishonim. Yaakov, for sure, Esav was not considered an official Russian. But Yitzchak knew that the real son is Yaakov. Real son is Yaakov. I'll tell you one of the Chassidish Sforim, which said a beautiful vote. That he thought that Yaakov is Sholem, and Yaakov doesn't need brachas. He's Sholem. And he was planning to give the brachas to Esav. This is the Chassidish Avek. But when Yaakov was holding to Akev Esav, he had a tfista in Esav. And the Kudev Esav came in. This is the Oimek Vayodayim Yedei Esav. Yitzchak felt, yes, doch Esav dik. He said, I don't know, you came in, it looks like Yaakov, I don't need to give a bracha to Yaakov. And Yemusheini means he was ma'ayin in the davar, and he sees that the hands are Esav. It's not only the physical, no, I don't know, Oimek in the Torah. Hota tfisa, with his hands he was holding an Esav. This is the reason he had to give Yaakov the brachas. Because Yaakov also had something that he has to be metaken. Our Mikol Mokoyim, the Foshim learned like this. He felt that Yaakov is the main son. He wanted Yaakov, he wanted Esav to be the supporter of Torah. He will be the Zvulun. This is what Yitzchak's plan was. Esav's taka will not be the Ruchnius, the Gewon, but he would be the Gashmius, and he would support Yaakov. Rivka didn't want that Klal Yisrael will need to come to support from the Goyim. So he wanted that Yaakov will have the Bracha, like today we have enough Yiddish again. That could support all the yeshivas. This needs to be given. But we have enough Yiddish again. We don't need to come to Goyish again. Esav is asking for a bracha. His father says again, you don't understand. I didn't give him a bracha to be a yeshiva. The bracha here was mital haShamayim. I gave him the gashmias that he could support himself. When I was planned, the first Esav came, I wanted a bracha. I gave my brother. He said, you can't give me a bracha also? He says, the bracha was not ruchnias. I could give you a bracha that you'd be a Tamid Chochem. You know what? I gave a bracha of gashmias that you could support him. He doesn't need your support. Esav answered him, HaBrocha achasi lechaavi. You think I want the gashmias for supporting ruchnias? HaBrocha achasi lecha. It's for one purpose. I want gashmias for gashmias. Told him, gashmias for gashmias? Take. It's worth garnish. I can give you a lot. All over the river is the world, the whole beautiful world. Take it. Sivatzach garnish. It only eats up olam haba, what you use in this world. That's the worst. This is the worst thing. Even if you do mitzvahs, you burn it out, but you enjoy this world. I was planning to give you gashmias for ruchnias. And I said, I'm sorry, Yaakov doesn't need help anymore. So you'll be regular. You want to have Olam Hazeh? You want to have Olam Hazeh? It's brought down for the Ripshuke. He said, Gewaltige Wort. That they say, he said it in a mashal and the tish, but I think the message is very strong. That, you know, Esav got Olam Hazeh, Gashmias, and Yaakov got Ruchnias. So Esav came to visit Yaakov. And he sees Yaakov is eating. He says, what is this? He says, this is Suda Shabbos, this is Ruchnias. He comes after a week, says, what's he done? This is Chanukah, this is Ruchnias. He comes after another week, he says, this is a seal. Kitzur, he tells Yaakov, you know, it's not what we made up. This is Ruchnias. So Esav goes to Yishmael. He said, this tissue was here for an hour. He goes to Yishmael and tells Yishmael, I don't know what to do. You know, the guy found the loop, how to get the Gashmias. Tells him, I have an Eitzah for you, how to get the Ruchnias. Go over and tell him, listen, I understand the deal. But you know, when I enjoy this world, and I know that when I'm dying, I'm going to be nowhere, I can't enjoy the world. When I don't have it, I can't enjoy Gashmias. Like you needed the Gashmias to come to Olam Haba, I can't. So Yaakov said, you're right, Be'ez Hashem, you'll get Olam Haba. It's So Esav came back, the whole party's going to get Elam Haba. He comes up to the Shemayim, they told him, you can't go into Elam Haba. You know, you got Gashmias, you got Ruchmias. So I don't understand, we made a deal. He said, we made a deal that you get Elam Haba, because if not, you don't enjoy Elam Haba. Oh, but now that you're here, there's no reason to give it to you. You already enjoyed Elam Haba. What was the story of the rabbi? He said like this. We have Olam Hazeh for a chetimtze for Olam Haba. But if we forget that it's for a chetimtze, and we're enjoying it, and even a part of the enjoying it, the hell I don't have such a Olam Haba, and I'm enjoying it. And, but it's not a purpose to come close to Beira Olam, Chas v'sholem. There's no two Olamas. Esav is Olam Hazeh, we are Olam Haba. We have a right to enjoy Olam Hazeh to get us for dear. But again, to get us for dear, and I say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I can even see him in Gishmak. I'll tell you one of the story. Kalman Levin would not eat fleishiks from Yom Chamishi in the morning. That Leil Shabbos, when he eats chicken, he will have a tam. Don't think it's easy. I decided I will follow it. Yesterday, 12 o'clock by night, my daughter brought me a schnitzel. Half an hour, and then I ate it. Yeah? It was 2 o'clock by night. And you know, my daughter told me to do some. Someone sent some schnitzel. Come eat some nice schnitzel. I said, no, I can't. Everyone went to sleep. I passed in the kitchen. I found myself eating. I'm telling you, a person, and I was thinking to myself, the godliness of this person, I was never mashing. Never, never. Another than the story, I spoke to his kids. Every Yom Chamishi he fasts. And his wife says, every Asas Mitzvah he fasts every day. And his wife said that she's 99% that this Elul, he fasts the whole Elul. She never saw him eating, and a couple times she asked him, what about breakfast? He said, who said I never ate? And she's putting back together the whole Elul, every day, full times. We think Alamol, Kedoshim Adir, in this world, no. It's Kedoshim V'Tahirim in this world, Obeisai. We have to Mechazik and Bez Hashem.